I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Over Everything podcast. I'm your host, William Liu, with your update on everything regarding the Raptors and the NBA as it relates to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. First up, Serge Ibaka hosted an Instagram live chat this week, and one of the questions asked outright to him was about his plans for free agency. After this season is over, Serge Ibaka is in the last year of a three-year, $64 million contract that expires when this season, I guess, expires. We don't really know what's going to happen with this year. Serge, when asked this, his immediate response was, quote, "I'm going to stay, bro. This place is beautiful. It's a beautiful city, beautiful people here, and we have one of the best teams. So why leave and go where?" Now, me personally, I used to have a bit of hesitation on this front, especially with Serge, but I think this season and last year really just changed my perspective entirely on Ibaka. I just find it so impressive that he was able to make significant improvements in his 10th and 11th seasons in the league. I would almost say Serge is better in his 30s than he was, you know, when he first got here from Orlando back in 2017. I mean, Serge has become a much better finisher around the basket, just a much better offensive player on the whole. His passing, although not a featured part of his game, has improved as well. Just remember that alley-oop that he threw to Matt Thomas earlier this season. But just his efficiency as a scorer, in terms of just how reliable he is as a finisher, the mid-range shot obviously is there for him. The three-point shot has really come back for him this year after sort of became less of a priority last year. And he's really just adapted to changing his position, and it's really unlocked everything in his game. The last two seasons of Serge Ibaka have both been really good. And he has like incredible chemistry with the team too. Like, he really plays well with pretty much everybody on the roster. Even when he goes back into that power forward role that he used to play, him and Mark have good chemistry. Obviously Serge can, you know, play with the bench, but he plays with the starters. I mean, this year, because he's had to make a lot of starts, Marc Gasol has missed 27 games this season. Serge has had to fill in all those starts, and Serge has been great. He's been really, really good as a starter this year. In 27 starts, he's averaged 18.3 points per game with 9 rebounds a game, shooting 55% from the field and 44% from three. Like, that's amazing. That's actually really good. And he remains very effective defensively as well, especially within the scheme that the Raptors like to play in terms of protecting the basket. You take that and the fact that, look, there's not a lot of developmental bigs in the Raptors system right now. It's not like Chris Boucher at the age of 27 is going to step in and suddenly have a normal BMI and play the center spot. DeJuan Hernandez, basically this whole year is a write-off for him because, you know, he hurt his foot, hasn't really featured much, even in the G League. And, I don't know what else you really have in the system beyond that. So, yeah, I mean, why not keep Serge, right? If your team's going to be competitive, you want him around. Plus, he's proven this year he's a good, like, veteran locker room presence too, right? Like, look how much everyone adores him on the team. You know, Terrence Davis has spoken about how Serge has really kept on him about, you know, eating healthy and stuff. Serge is a good guy, man. He really is a good guy. What else are the Raptors going to do with their money? Look, obviously the financials are going to be very difficult in terms of everybody. It's completely in question. It's really, the global economy is in a tough spot. But, I mean, if basketball is going to continue, you got to pay the players. And the Raptors have plenty of cap room to pay the players. And, yeah, why not keep Serge? I mean, there's also obviously the question of whether you keep Serge or Mark or maybe both. And, you know, issue a price and everything like that. You can figure all that stuff out. But, you know, it's on the whole. I would love if Serge stayed around, man. He's been a really, really nice player for the Raptors. By the way, Surge is also donating $20,000 towards combating COVID-19 towards the winner of his talent show, How Talented Are You? And DeMar DeRozan, who actually joined Serge Ibaka on his Instagram live chat, also pledged to match that donation. So $40,000 and a signed Serge Ibaka jersey towards the winner of that talent show, and obviously the money is going towards charities. Like, it's, again, Serge didn't have to do that, but he's gone above and beyond this year, really, to entertain and really be a fan favorite. And I'm sure everyone will be thrilled if Serge was sticking around, and is happy to hear that he loves his experience so much. In other news, the Chicago Bulls have hired Arturas Karnisovas, former general manager of the Denver Nuggets, to run basketball operations in Chicago. The news broke last week that Chicago was in search of new leadership, and Raptors general manager Bobby Webster was named as one of the prominent targets on the Bulls' list. Now, it's unclear if the Raptors ever gave the Bulls permission to speak with Webster. Michael Grange of Sportsnet reported that the Raptors would have likely denied that request, given the fact that the future of the Raptors' front office is in question past 2021. That's the year where Webster, Masai Ujiri, Nick Nurse, even Alec McKechnie, and a host of other executives are up. Now, the good news that Grange passed along is that MLSC did have quote-unquote preliminary discussions with Ujiri on an extension back in February. But talks were sidetracked when members of the MLSC board became unavailable. And of course, now with COVID, I don't know. They're not having a lot of discussions. Masai, speaking on a conference call last week, was asked about his future and in terms of contracts. And he said, look, there's going to be a time for that. And the time for that's going to come. But right now, obviously, that's the last thing on his mind. And they're not discussing anything like that, which I think personally is actually the better way to go. I mean, for Chicago to be making some of these moves right now, the timing is definitely not great. Not even just basketball-wise, just like in terms of just society. Nevertheless, it's a bit of a relief, personally, I at least have to say, that the Bulls have moved on and that Bobby remains here with the Raptors. He's definitely an asset for the organization and very, very integral to a lot of what the Raptors do in terms of their management structure. Given how quickly the Bulls came to the decision, it wouldn't actually be surprising if Karnisovas was their man all along. I'm happy that that story has died down. In other news, Chris Boucher apologized once again for breaking quarantine. This is earlier in March after he was spotted at a Loblaws downtown while he was supposed to be under quarantine. Boucher said, quote, "What really happened to me was just that for a minute, I need to get stuff for me to survive, really. Like, I didn't have nothing, and I didn't want to trust Uber Eats or anything like that, especially knowing the way with virus is spreading. So I got my test. They said that I was negative, and so I knew that I couldn't do nothing to people, so I wanted to get my groceries done." Now, Boucher did say that his actions were, quote, "not acceptable," since the Raptors were still ordered to be on self-quarantine for a period of 2 weeks, and obviously he had violated that. But at least his understanding, it's not like he was one of those idiots that, you know, went, drinking for St. Paddy's Day, or went to the beach, or went to the park, or anything dumb like that. At least he was just trying to get essential groceries done, and, you know, he attested negative. But nevertheless, he apologized, and it's good for him to apologize, it really is. I think especially people in the public sphere obviously have a very, very big impact on society as a whole. I'm not saying, you know, Boucher is the prime minister or anything like that, but still, as a public figure, you know, he should really be representing representing the Raptors well, and of course sending the right message to the rest of society to, like, take this seriously. You know, I think after a bit of a slow start, I think everyone here especially has really taken through that, and I'm happy about that. Lastly, Pascal Siakam has an E60 documentary coming out, which looks phenomenal, I gotta say. It's airing in the States on Saturday at noon, and apparently it's gonna air in Canada on Monday at 7:30. Sucks a little bit that the Canadian delay, the broadcast is delayed. I mean, what else are we seeing on TV these days on sports networks? But anyway, nevertheless, based on the trailer, which is out now, you can go find it. It looks to cover Siakam's emergence on the championship stage. and his return to Cameroon. And that's his first return home after he left for the States to play college basketball. And so, you know, this Siakam story is incredible. I just did a podcast with Blake Murphy of The Athletic, where we really went into depth about Pascal's path to, you know, be joining the Raptors and then eventually becoming a champion and now becoming an all-NBA level player. It's really phenomenal, but especially the personality side, I'm really interested to see sort of that side of it and that story being told by Pascal and, of course, his friends and family. So that looks great. Look out for that next week. As for this podcast, that does it for today's update. Please go watch Run It Back if you haven't already. Alex and I previewed the playoff matchups that would have been. Keep in mind that the playoffs would have started next weekend, and the Raptors would have been on NBA TV at 5 p.m. Alex and I also showed love to some of the most iconic spots in the GTA. We're having a lot of fun with those Zoom backgrounds. So thanks everyone for listening, everyone. And please, please, please be safe and consider out there. Stay safe. Take this thing seriously. Only go out if you need to.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.